Colcord, WA, St. Helena, California, February 13, 1901. Dear Brother Colcord, I am not in a condition to write much this mail, but I will try to send you a few lines. For 4 weeks I was closely held by la grippe. I went to the table only a few times and could not associate with the family. But notwithstanding this, I was enabled to write in 3 days 75 pages of letter paper. I do not question but that the Lord helped me in a wonderful manner. I had just begun to be able to go out again when the second attack came, but I took treatment and am better today. Still, I dare not write much. I think of you all, and would be so pleased to see you and be able to relate some of the experiences which we have had since coming here. I suppose, too, that you have had many experiences in your work. Last week I ventured to drive to Healdsburg. I am inclined to think that this must have brought on the second attack of la grippe, but I had to go, for we had important work to do there. I attended a council meeting on Friday, and on Sabbath I spoke to the church, full of people. Brother Irwin spoke in the afternoon, and Brother Daniels in the evening. Brother Daniels remained in Healdsburg to follow up the interest which was aroused on Sabbath. He has been at work all through the week, and there has been a general stir among the people in the true reformative style. Brother Daniels has had to work alone because my work on Testimony 34 demanded my presence at home where my workers could consult me. This book is now in process of completion and will soon be ready for the printers. We hope that it will be published before the General Conference. We are thankful for so pleasant a home. The climate here does not seem to be as good as in Australia. My health has not been quite as good here as it was there, but perhaps I should not judge the climate by my health, because since I came here, I have worked continuously, commencing my work the day after we arrived in Oakland. And then, too, we are not in a position to pass judgment on the climate, because we passed through one winter in New South Wales, and then came directly here to pass through another. The winter here has been severe. Most of the time the weather has been foggy and wet. On Friday we had a snowstorm. The days are very short. Daylight does not come till 7 o'clock. I think it must be the cold weather that is affecting me. Yesterday and the day before, the weather was pleasant. Today it is pleasant but cold. I think I shall not find a country I delight so much in as Australia, but St. Helena is a nice place. If, when we go to Michigan, we have a third winter, I do not know how it will serve me. But I leave this with the Lord. I will put my trust in Him. I am much interested in the work in Newcastle and Maitland. I earnestly hope that the camp meeting lately held near Maitland will be productive of much good. I hope that you are of good courage in the Lord. Last mail I sent a long letter to Australia and meant to have included your name with 2 or 3 others, but when I asked Maggie about it after the mail had gone, she said that your name was not included. Be of good courage in the Lord. Encourage the Pierce sisters. They are as good as gold. Do not allow them to feel discouraged. I am sure that the climate in Maitland will be better for them than the climate in Sydney. The Lord has His eye upon these sisters. For years they held things together in Ballarat, and the Lord will reward them for their faithful service in that place. Do not let them feel that they are not appreciated. I was glad to hear that they are in Maitland. I think their influence will be a great help. I wish you would write me how the work is going in Maitland. A good work has been done here in San Francisco and Oakland. A great reformation has been made in the Oakland Church. May the Lord help them to hold the fort. 57 were baptized. Many of the office hands were converted. Some who were thought to be hardened and unimpressible have experienced a genuine change of heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Elder Daniels has taken hold of the work in the real revival style, and the Lord has wrought in a most wonderful manner. He has also wrought for Healdsburg College. 30 have been baptized there, and a blessed work has been done.
When I spoke in Healdsburg a week ago last Sabbath, the large auditorium was full, and all present pledged themselves to seek the Lord with the whole heart. But I am afraid that all have not seen how much they need to come into working order. But the Lord bears long with us, and my heart is drawn out in most earnest longing for these souls who have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins and cannot see afar off. Like bands of steel, selfishness girds them about. Oh, that these bands of slavery may be broken! Oh, that the light may shine through the cloud of darkness that encircles these souls! There is always light beyond for those who will break the bands that bind them. My heart yearns after souls. I hunger and thirst to see men and women obeying the truth, taking their position as loyal and true soldiers under the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. I am dreading to go to Battle Creek, and yet I know that it is the only thing for me to do. It may be my last effort for Battle Creek, which has certainly been a battleground for me. But the Lord is able to do large things for us. I must not fail, nor be discouraged. The Lord is my helper and my shield. Put your trust in the Lord, brother and sister Colcord.